From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A new poll suggests last year's Medicare prescription drug law isn't giving President Bush and Republicans in Congress the boost they'd hoped for with senior voters. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that for now, the law seems to be helping Democrats who opposed it.
When it comes to the complicated new Medicare drug law, President Bush has a very simple message. Here's how he put it today at a campaign event in Florida.
You might remember the past debates. Leaders of both political parties had promised prescription drug coverage and campaign after campaign. We got the job done.
But applause from that crowd aside, a new poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation and Harvard School of Public Health suggests President Bush isn't getting much credit. Harvard professor Robert Blendon helped oversee the poll.
He led an initiative which has basically helped his challenger.
The poll surveyed 1,200 people on Medicare between mid-June and mid-July. Most said the new law wouldn't play a role in how they vote this fall. But surprisingly, says Blendon, nearly twice as many who said the law would affect their vote said it was more likely to make them vote for a Democrat.
So what you have here at this stage is that Senator Kerry has a lead on this, and the Democrats in the House have a lead on it among those who say it will influence their vote.
The problem, says Kaiser Foundation President Drew Altman, is that many seniors still don't understand the new law, and those who do don't like it.
There seems to be little doubt that at least at this still early stage, their views are decidedly more negative than positive about the law.
Indeed, while a majority said they think the law will help Medicare beneficiaries overall, most people didn't think it would help them individually. That was the case even among people the law would help the most, says Kaiser's Molly Ann Brody.
Even among the low-income people on Medicare and those with no current drug coverage, only about 3 in 10 think the law would be very helpful to them personally.
Altman says one piece of good news for those who back the measure is that few people have very strong feelings one way or the other.
We don't see much evidence or really any significant evidence in this survey of a full-scale backlash against this law. Only 10% of the people we surveyed said that they would like to see this law repealed.
But the poll found that swing voters in particular are more negative than positive about the measure. And Blendon says the law is not just helping Democrats win those key swing voters. Democrats who've been criticizing the measure are also motivating their own base.
The Medicare issue is an issue that activates Medicare Democrats. It makes them more excited about voting. They care a lot about it.
And in a close election or even a swing state, that could be pivotal. Still, even the Bush administration found something to like in the poll. Kevin Keene is a spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services.
It shows that seniors believe that the new benefits will be helpful. They want to know more about those benefits, which is good. But just as importantly, they don't want these benefits taken away, which is a very powerful statement.
And Keene says he's confident that the law will help Republican candidates.
But I think when you add it into a cavalcade of issues that Republicans have dealt with and shown success in delivering results, that's going to add up and inure to the benefit of the Republicans out there because they did something.
The poll also found strong support among Medicare recipients for two changes pushed this year by Democrats. One would allow Medicare to negotiate directly with drug makers for lower prices. The other would legalize the import of cheaper drugs from Canada and other industrialized nations. Republicans strongly opposed direct negotiations, but Congress could take up the drug import issue this fall. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.